Good morning, it's Wednesday, June 15th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. It's likely to stay cloudy most of the day, with showers coming overnight. The high will be 66 and the low 51. Pierce County deputies investigated Tuesday morning after a vehicle rear-ended a pickup truck, then struck a Bethel School District building in Spanaway. Deputies said one person in the vehicle that caused the collision was killed and three people were injured. Pierce County Sheriff's Department deputies said one truck tapped the side of an office building for the school district. It did not appear to have caused much damage. The collision occurred at about 9:03 a.m. in the 500 block of 176th Street East, according to Pierce County Sheriff's Department. Deputies said no one inside the building was injured. The road was closed between B Street East and 6th Avenue while deputies and first responders were on the scene. Washington State Patrol troopers arrested a 23-year-old man in Milton on Tuesday morning after he allegedly ran a red light turning onto State Route 161 and a motorcycle collided into his vehicle. The motorcyclist, a 53-year-old Puyallup man, was pronounced dead at the scene. He was wearing a helmet. Troopers said the man arrested was from Tacoma and was suspected of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. He was arrested on suspicion of vehicular homicide. The crash occurred near 28th Avenue South, according to the Washington State Department of Transportation. Trooper Rick Johnson said it happened just after 5 a.m. A 20-year-old man was sentenced to more than 9 years in prison earlier this month for driving more than 100 miles per hour and wrecking his car in northeast Tacoma with three other teenagers inside, killing one and seriously injuring two others. Benjamin Kreider was driving his friends to a scenic overlook late on December 20, 2020 when he lost control of his vehicle at a curve on Marine View Drive and tore through a power pole, causing the car to flip and catch fire. Hannah Lindemeyer, 16 of Kent, died at the scene of the collision. The other occupants, Olivia Ross and Spencer Dunn, were injured and hospitalized for multiple days. A couple of Pride celebrations are around the corner. Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium and Northwest Trek Wildlife Park are inviting the public to a celebration June 25 and 26 that will feature everything from animals eating rainbow-themed ice treats and goats in rainbow bandanas to the zoo's second annual Animal Pride Parade. Meanwhile, Tacoma's 2022 Pride Festival will be July 9 from noon to 6 p.m. This will be the first time the festival has been held in person since 2019. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT Offers for more information.